I have to say, this feels like a really exciting step for Kraken. They've launched a US debit card that lets people spend both cryptocurrency and traditional fiat, and even earn cashback rewards.
It is a meaningful move because the product is positioned as a practical way to make crypto part of everyday life, not just a speculative asset.
And I love that framing. The card is basically a multi-asset payment tool.
Exactly. Instead of forcing users to choose between crypto and fiat, it gives US customers a single card for routine purchases like groceries, utilities, subscriptions, and other everyday spending.
That makes it feel so much more personal and usable. Depending on the setup, users may draw from crypto balances or traditional funds.
The cashback feature adds real consumer appeal. It helps frame crypto as something that can be spent, managed, and rewarded, similar to a mainstream bank card.
And there's a bigger story here too. The US market is strategically important because it's both a major adoption market and a highly regulated one.
That's right. A US debit card sits at the intersection of banking, consumer protection, anti-money laundering rules, and payment settlement networks.
So Kraken's launch really signals a broader move beyond being a trading platform. It points toward a more complete financial stack.
The card is part of Payward, Kraken's parent company, expanding its financial services strategy.
The goal feels like building a more durable and diversified business, with custody, payments, rewards, card spending, and other consumer-facing tools.
A debit card can help create a closed ecosystem. Users can hold digital assets, convert them when needed, spend them, and earn rewards.
That could improve retention, increase revenue streams, and reduce dependence on volatile trading volumes.
The broader significance is the gradual blending of crypto and conventional finance.
Crypto has long been associated with speculation, volatility, and a niche user base that's comfortable with wallets, private keys, and price charts.
The next stage of adoption is expected to be more practical and less technical.
A debit card lowers friction by letting users pay directly with crypto or fiat, without first selling assets, moving funds to a bank, and then paying from a traditional account.
That simplifies the process into a familiar action: tap, swipe, or pay online.
But of course, challenges remain.
Crypto volatility means users need to understand the risk of spending assets whose value can change quickly.
Merchant acceptance is improving, but it's not universal yet.
Users may also have questions about fees, settlement speed, cashback terms, and how their funds are held.
And compliance and consumer protection rules, especially in the US, will continue to shape how these products evolve.
For Kraken, the key opportunity is making the experience simple enough for mainstream users while remaining compliant and responsible enough for regulators.
If that works, the card could become more than a promotional feature. It could become a core part of how people interact with their digital portfolios.
The timing is also notable.
The crypto industry is moving from an experimental phase into a more mature period, where institutions, consumers, and regulators are helping define the rules.
In that environment, practical products matter more than hype.
A debit card isn't flashy, but it's useful.
It reflects a growing expectation that crypto should be usable, not just tradable.
For Payward and Kraken, the card offers a real chance to position themselves as more than a trading platform.
It supports a broader strategy to become a financial companion for users who want practical access to digital assets in their daily lives.